Now that lockdowns have eased, many of us are keen to get back to cafes, pubs and restaurants, but that could soon cost more, with the Restaurant and Catering Industry Association warning consumers to prepare their wallets next year. Some businesses have already upped their prices. Why? Those in the hospitality sector, it's due to the rising cost of goods and a shortage of staff because of border closures. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
That morning coffee is about to cost you more, and the price of bread is on the rise.
We're in a position where for the first time in 7 years in one business and four in the other, we're going to be handing on a 5% increase to the customer.
Sam Solwick is one of the directors of the Bread Social, which has a bakery and cafe in Byron Bay and Tweed Heads. He says today's price hike is because the cost of goods has increased and there are staff shortages due to border closures pushing wages up.
I think that's something you're going to see across the board. I just don't think long-term people are going to be able to weather that ongoing cost without passing it on.
In what's being called the COVID hangover, going out is getting more expensive. If coffee isn't your thing and you fancy a cocktail, you'll also be asked to pay more.
The question there begs is, you know, how much will the consumer tolerate those price increases?
Tanya Hanoush runs a wine bar called Wolf and Malone in Melbourne.
We have increased all of our drink and wine prices by about 50 cents and a dollar. We've put our food cost up by about 5% average. We still want to make it affordable for people to dine out with us.
She's hopeful it doesn't deter too many people from enjoying a night out.
Will dining become, you know, a special occasion? I really think the landscape of dining has changed fundamentally since the pandemic.
The Restaurant and Catering Industry Association estimates there are about 100,000 jobs vacant across the sector. Wes Lambert is the chief executive.
We can't just rely on Australians to fill these positions because the entire system was designed for a seasonal migrant workforce.
It's resulted in cafes, pubs and restaurants offering more money to entice workers. Sam Solwick is looking for several staff members and isn't having much luck despite offering wages 15% higher than average for most positions.
Employees are coming to employers and more dictating their terms rather than the other way around.
It's the same story for Tanya Hanoush, who's offering 25% more per hour than average for a kitchen hand. Pre-COVID, she'd have up to 30 applications a day, but now...
I put an ad out about a week and a half ago now, and we've had zero uptake of that position. I think with our internationals gone, I think with people still a little bit dubious about getting out and working again, it's quite a dire situation.
The federal government has indicated some overseas workers will be allowed back from next month. Restaurant and Catering's Wes Lambert wants the tourism and hospitality industry fast-tracked, but he says regardless of what happens, some customers will be paying up to 20% more to dine out.
Ultimately, we do expect that many of these wage levels will remain where they are post-pandemic. So certainly consumers will need to prepare their wallets for increased menu prices into 2022.
The Restaurant and Catering Industry Association's Wes Lambert ending that report by Stephanie Boris.